Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tim Terry about the upcoming U.S. Legends Winter Nationals. Then we'll speak with the new boss lady at the track your mama warned you about, Chandra McGinnis. And we'll have a conversation with rising and winning dirt late model star, Dylan Thornton. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in New Jersey at the Atlantic City Indoor. Skip Flores parking it in victory lane. I-75 in Tennessee, Southern All-Star Series. Corey Hedgecock won that one. Booger Brooks also getting the checkers in his division. Bubba Pollard won at Cordele, Georgia. Lakeview, South Carolina. Carolina sprints to Jaden Bowling. The late model go to Michael Batten. Bowman Gray Stadium in North Carolina. The modified winner, Chris Fleming. The Clash win going to former Legends of Georgia driver, of course, Chase Elliott. The Roval version on dirt at Harris Speedway. Tweeter Cawthon taking that win. Alltech in Florida, Lucas Oil Series to Devin Moran. Crate win goes to Cody Overton. Justin Peck and Cole Followay winning at Volusia. Lacey Cool getting another win at Marion County. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the voice of the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals, Tim Terry. Hey, Tim, welcome back to the show. Understand a lot of energy going this year, a little bit of a format change, a venue, all kinds of excitement. Where are y'all going? What are you doing? What are the dates on this thing?
So we are headed to Auburndale Speedway this year, Lenny. It's the same week. It's the week leading up to the Daytona 500, Monday to Friday. Legend cars, Bandoleros. This is the major showcase to really kick off the 2025 season. We've seen some championships, not necessarily won or lost here, but the foundation being built for what we see at Asphalt Nationals taking place at the end of the season this year, being at Las Vegas. This is going to be a fun week of racing. We're going to see some stars emerge. We're going to see some drivers that we might not know of or be household names kind of make their claim. And at the end of the week, we're going to have some very happy drivers, and we're going to have some that might be scratching their heads getting ready for the rest of the 2025 season.
Yeah, you got to do that work over the winter to get ready for the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals coming up at Auburndale Speedway, February 9th through the 14th. And we're chatting with the voice of the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals, Tim Terry, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including those brand new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So, Tim, you mentioned drivers and such. Any that have kind of, you know, over the last couple of months of last season started to emerge that you're thinking these might be showcase opportunities for them here at Auburndale, the 9th through the 14th?
You know what? As we're chatting right now, Lenny, there's not an official entry list out. There's a bunch of folks from up north that have started to make their pilgrimage down here and make their run down to Auburndale Speedway. It is Florida. It's a little bit warmer than it is up in the Minnesota or the New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, New England area sort of thing. But I think back to last year on the Friday where you had a kid like London McKenzie not make the feature, had to go through the B main in order to get into the feature, came from the back of the field, ran through the semi-pro field, and ended up winning on day number five. It was an impressive run, but then you look back to last year at Dominion at Asphalt Nationals, one of five drivers tied for the semi-pro national championship, and he ends up winning it. If it wasn't for that run and maybe that momentum per se leaving Winter Nationals, that national championship may not have happened. So it's one of those things that you watch, you see these runs, you see these drivers try to really make their claim. And, you know, we look at last year, you have Keelan Harvick win a major feature down here during Winter Nationals. You've got some of the Bandolero kids that are starting to make their claim that are moving up to Legend cars in 2025. You're going to see some new faces in different places. I don't think there's really anything that we can tangibly look at to start off the week. But by the time Wednesday rolls around, you start to see that moving day sort of thing. You start to see drivers look for a Winter Nationals championship, kind of set themselves up for the rest of the year.
Wow. Sounds like an awesome event coming up February 9th through the 14th, Auburndale Speedway. And we're chatting with the voice of the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals, Tim Terry. Tim, what network is this going to be on? There's, you know, a bunch of streaming different things here and there. Where's this one going to be?
This one's going to be at uslegendcars.tv. Head over there, get your subscription for the week. And they also have the on-demand library. They had the banquet a few weeks ago from the Speedway Club at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So want to get yourself familiar with some of the names that you may see or some of the drivers that were up top in the championship overall last season. Or you can go back and watch Winter Nationals from one season ago or Road Course World Finals or Asphalt Nationals with that subscription. You not only get the live stuff we're going to show you in the next week, but we're also going to get the stuff from the archive that you can go back and, you know, maybe we have a long night, or maybe you want to go back and watch something ahead of Wednesday. You can watch Wednesday's features from last year, or go back and watch yesterday's. It's a great program. uslegendcars.tv place to go.
Now, you mentioned Keelan Harvick, Kevin Harvick's son, but I thought I saw a post a day or so ago. Kyle Busch has a Legends car. He may be coming down. Brixton Busch, what can you tell us about that young driver and how he's progressed?
Brixton has come a very long way. We saw him last year fight for that Winter Nationals championship, him and Wyatt Coffey going back and forth. And one of those battles that we're going to see for years is those two both go up the ranks. And when you talk about drivers having surprise entries, who knows who's going to show up? Who knows what cars are going to roll out of those trailers? You got some of those big teams down here, like your Joe Ryans and your 860s and your AKs and those teams, the Redhead and Great North Legends and all those great teams from around North America down here to compete.
The voice of the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals, Tim Terry, uslegendcars.tv. Tune them in February 9th through the 14th, the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals. Thanks for joining us, Tim. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Speedway Children's Charities was started by Bruton Smith in 1982 as a way to serve children in and around the Charlotte area. That idea grew into an amazing resource providing funding for hundreds of charities over the years. Now we need your help more than ever so we can continue our support of the charities on our front lines. Many local organizations rely on Speedway Children's Charities to continue operating their essential programs that help feed, clothe, and shelter children in need, as well as providing medical support and therapeutic treatment for those most at risk. Would you consider helping us as we navigate through this challenging time? Even a small gift of $10 could provide a personal hygiene kit for a struggling family, and a $25 donation could provide a month's worth of meals for a child in need. Please visit speedwaycharities.org/donate and become a partner in change with us.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, we get to call her the new boss lady at the track your mama warned you about. Of course, she's the new co-promoter at Cherokee Speedway, Chandra McGinnis. Hey, Chandra, welcome to the show. What an exciting time. I can remember watching you as a pit steward and just being in control of all those drivers. It was like watching just somebody holding back a herd, a stampeding herd, and you did it so well. What's the transition like going to promoter? And fill us in a little bit on the background. You know, you didn't just drop out of the sky. You've been around for a long time. What's the background of the new promoter there at Cherokee, Chandra McGinnis?
Well, good morning, Lenny, and it's nice to talk to you. Yeah, I guess the last position that you saw me in was the pit steward down in turn one. And yeah, sometimes dealing with those drivers and making them do what I needed them to do was, a bit difficult. But I've been around it I've been around racing nearly over half my life. I started out as a racer myself. I raced the stock four and modified four division, which is a rear wheel drive four cylinder division for 15 years.
Yeah, you didn't just do that for like one or two powder puff races. You were out there for, like you said, 15 years. That was impressive. And then got out of the car, and what else have you done?
After that little stint as a racer, actually went to doing half and half for Lenny Buff at Cherokee Speedway, and my partner then, Sandy Ellis, we were referred to as the Dream Team. We also went around to other tracks. I transitioned into office manager for Lenny for 8 years, helped him run the track side by side, and then when the new promotion team with Scott Childress and Tony Adair come on, I was office manager for them for about 3.5-4 seasons. Filled in one night because didn't have anybody down for turn one. Filled in down there, kind of found my place there, saw that it needed to be taken seriously, acting more like a pit steward. And I remained there until this past season.
Wow, and now the new boss lady at that track your mama warned you about, new co-promoter at Cherokee Speedway, Chandra McGinnis of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So as the new promoter, what do you got kind of cooked up? What's new and improved? I thought I saw some posts that y'all were working on the track and things were getting kind of ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, I've had this dream now for 8 to 10 years. I have all these ideas that in my head, and we're starting to implement some of the ideas. We're changing the way, we're changing the logistics of the track and the way things will flow. Because our main goals are timeliness and efficiency. And so we have a goal to get people in there every time we race, get them fed, get them happy, give them great entertainment, and not be there all night long. Get them on their way back home.
Wow.
And so we are changing around the way we operate at the track, bringing in some ideas that I've noticed from other places that I've went to.
Wow. Chandra McGinnis on the ProFabrication.com hotline, new co-promoter at Cherokee Speedway, bringing the energy, bringing new ideas to that racetrack from the tracks she's been to. Heck, from Eldora to Fairbury. I think, looking at some of the background that you've been at, some of the great tracks and working with so many of those great promoters and such, but you hit on something there about food and getting them fed. What do you got cooking up in the refreshment stand that, folks should make sure that they wander on over that way for?
Well, it'll still be some of the standard racetrack fare. We're kind of known for our bologna sandwiches. They've been tagged as the burnt bologna. I've got some ideas on bringing in some other things. Kind of like at Scrubbin, when you go there, the first thing everybody always says before they even talk about the racing is, oh, you've got to go get one of Red's pork chop sandwiches. I want to come up with something at Cherokee that is our signature. We want to have fresh food. We want to have good food, good quality for the price. And we don't want you to have to stop at one of the franchises on the way to the track. we want you to look forward to getting at the track. Let us feed you and have a really good meal and snacks for you. So we've got some things up our sleeves where that's concerned also.
Chandra McGinnis, the new co-promoter at Cherokee Speedway, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Got to give a shout out to your co-promoting partner, as well as tell us about the next race coming up. It'll be here in a blink of an eye. What's up?
I'm co-promoting with Jay Owens. He is, he calls me his racetrack mom. I made up a promise to his mother when she passed away that I would take care of her children. And so it is something that I will do. I will treat him and his sister as my own children until the day that I'm no longer on the earth either. So bringing him in, he's got lots of experience. He also drove. He's been on the track prep side. He's seen how management works. I'm kind of schooling him on that. I think together we'll be a great team. And leading into our first race on Sunday, February 23rd, I'm calling it the Knock the Rust Off race for our employees and the drivers. He's calling it the Welcome Back race. And that will immediately lead into the following weekend with the Ginger Owens Memorial March Madness. He calls that mom's race because that is, you know, his mother's memorial race. And that'll kick off our crown jewel event races for the season. And we're really looking forward to it and really excited about what we've got planned for the 2025 season.
Get out and see Chandra McGinnis at Cherokee Speedway. The track your mama warned you about. It's got all kinds of new great things. You got to go see it. February 23rd, March 1st, and all kinds of weekends from now till the end of the year. Cherokee Speedway. Chandra, thank you for joining us here on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Imagine the roar of the engines, the smell of burnt rubber, the electrifying energy of the crowd. It feels like America. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend, April 11th through the 13th. It's racing the way it ought to be. This year, it's a triple header weekend with the thrill of trucks, Xfinity, and Cup racing packed into three heart-pounding days. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup Trucks Mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Are you the next big star ready to rock Music City's NASCAR stage? Nashville Super Speedway is launching a search for one incredible local artist or band to headline the 2025 NASCAR Weekend pre-race concert. The top 10 will face off in a fan vote with a final showdown on Broadway in front of celebrity judges. Join the ranks of Music City's best and submit your performance video at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com by March 6th for your chance to be Nashville's next rising star.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, originally from out in California, now living in Iowa, and just coming off back-to-back wins after wall riding out at Central Arizona Speedway in their races over the weekend, Dylan Thornton. And hey, Dylan, welcome to the show. before we even get started, there's a darn good Thornton already running in dirt late models and such. Kind of help us understand that you are or aren't related to that Thornton.
Yeah, no relation. It's the same spelling of the last name. I guess we're both from the West Coast, but no, there's no relation there between the two of us. Very common question, though.
Well, Ricky Thornton Jr., Dylan Thornton, our guest, not related, but both just bad fast in dirt late models running all over the country. And Dylan came back here to the Carolinas even and ran at Harris Speedway, the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models. That traveling all over the country's got to be fun. What was it like to come to the Carolinas to get to race and win here?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, I had never, at that time, I had never really traveled outside of the state of California. So to come back there and race was definitely an eye-opener to see the difference in racing across the country for sure.
Well, you certainly take to different situations more and more. We're chatting with Dylan Thornton on the ProFabrication.com hotline, driver that started out running in Pintos out on the dirt tracks, kind of like Jonathan Davenport started out, if you've seen those pictures from him, and started out in kart racing like so many of the others, moved up to street stock, and you really seem to find your niche in modifieds. How many wins have you collected in the modified world?
I have to top of my head the total of mod wins. I honestly, I can't recall. I know I'm up to 74 or 75 total.
Wow.
Since I started racing, but not as many as others, but not bad for the last couple of years.
No, not at all. Dylan Thornton's been hot on the gas in the modifieds, but jumping up to dirt late models and taking, just another couple of wins over the weekend while he was out in Central Arizona at Central Arizona Speedway after a wild Friday. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, by the way. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. And don't forget, ProFabrication also has got those Gasco gaskets. So, Dylan, Friday's wall ride, I've referred to a couple of times. Your car owner, Ricky, sent me the photo. What happened there, and how do you survive that and then go on from there? How does the mindset get reset so that you can grab a couple of victories after it?
You know, me and the car that started on the pole there, we just were in a drag race into one, and he kind of thought he was going to be able to slide me and clear me and wasn't anywhere close to that. And we got together pretty good, and at that point I was pretty much along for the ride, and obviously, as you saw, killed the wall and ended up on top of it and stuff like that. And it was actually the second night on a brand new Longhorn, so that was pretty tough to see. Luckily, it was no frame damage. I built one heck of a race car to not be killed and something like that. So no frame damage and stuff like that. And we kind of had to chase around fixing a lot of bolt-on stuff like that throughout the next couple of days, and kind of ran into a couple things we didn't see. And luckily, the next week, we found a couple major problems that were holding us back, and we were able to adjust to accommodate them and end the last two nights on a high note.
Absolutely. Dylan Thornton, back-to-back victories out at Central Arizona Speedway, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Is there anything when you're in one of those kind of wild situations, especially where the driver's side is down towards the racetrack and you've got the passenger wheel side up riding along the fence and stuff, are you able to just adjust and nudge the steering? Are you holding on to your eyes closed? Mine would be closed, but what were yours, and what was it like in those quick moments trying to react to do what you could to save yourself and the car?
Yeah, I mean, obviously climbing up onto the wall was not ideal, but at that point the goal was just to get off the wall. The eyes definitely weren't closed. I think I was more mad at what had just happened than anything. You know, like I said, it was a second night on the car, and to have somebody else kind of, you know, ruin it like that was extremely frustrating on my part. And so I would say more mad in the situation than anything, and just trying to get off the wall and not cause any more damage.
I think the competition will learn well from this. Don't get Dylan Thornton upset. He'll take the next two wins right away from everybody, and he did that last weekend at Central Arizona Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. As I had said, you know, and asked you about, you won all those races in modified. Now stepping up to late model. This is bold new territory that you're cutting. What are you going to do this year? Are you going to mix the two? Do you go all late model? You got a couple of great car owners. What's the future like as far as the plan, at least, for 2025?
As far as I know right now, the plan is to do some late model racing with Ricky and Brenda. And as far as much racing as they want to do, I'll be right there ready to do it and kind of put my modified stuff on the back burner and really focus on their stuff and kind of – in my opinion, that'd be more of my future, is to go and do some of that stuff. So when time allows and we have nothing else going on, I'll probably unload my modified. But for the most part, I'll just be racing with Ricky and Brenda and Tyson and all those guys and seeing what we can do.
What would the future be like if you could map it out on your own and get there straight away? Where would you like to be?
Well, in a perfect world, you know, I'd be driving up and down the road and someone's holler racing, you know, late models full time. That's always been my dream and still the ultimate end goal.
Well, Dylan Thornton getting the job done for his owners now and probably on his way up to even better. A driver that continues to win as he rises up. One to watch, Dylan Thornton, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Where can folks follow this journey on social media?
We have a Facebook page, Dylan Thornton Racing, and then we also have a website, DylanThorntonRacing.com. That's where you'll see any up-to-date scheduling and results and stuff like that.
And I would bet some great T-shirts and other wearables there. Dylan Thornton Racing on social. Check the website out and give him a follow like so many late model racers are starting to do now once they see him wherever in the country he lands. Dylan Thornton, thank you for joining us with the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hold on to your horses. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix returns to Circuit of the Americas February 28th through March 2nd. NASCAR stars face a new action-packed course in a high-octane showdown. Experience live music, fan zone attractions, and more. Plus, camp at the track for ultimate race weekend access. A new road, a new rodeo. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Tickets at NASCARDakota.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. They are racing out there. Southern states starting to warm up enough to where they can go outdoors, some indoors up towards the north. Out west, got some sunshine. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.